One does not expect much action on the non-commercial movie scene the weekend after Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, the Wichita Film Festival presents a double bill of both a superior Western and a great samurai movie. At 7:30 is The Magnificent Seven, John Sturges' attempt to adapt Kurosawa's Seven Samurai to the American West. Not entirely successful because the traditions do not quite gel, but quite successful as a Western. And at 9:30 is Akira Kurosawa's adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth called Throne of Blood, considered great Shakespeare despite no Shakespearean dialogue and very little effort at Shakespeare's characterizations, but a marvelously spooky samurai thriller. That's Friday night, 7:30 and 9:30, on a single admission at the Murdoch, 536 North Broadway. And commercially, I'm going to take a chance of being something of a spoiler in recommending Precious, fully titled Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. I suspect that a lot of people may have dreaded Precious as depressing because I did myself. It's true that our 350-pound, 16-year-old pregnant heroine situation is grim, with a monster for a father and a horror for a mother and some brutes for schoolmates. But outside of home, her world is not so horrible and offers a certain amount of hope. Paula Patton's ABC teacher goes to almost Hollywood lengths to help her, and the school principal and even the classroom teacher in the public school are at least professional. There is no cruel officialdom, and if the kids in the public school are about what you might expect, the kids in the alternative school are actually likable once you get around some rough edges. Even the hideous mother gets to plead her case in the end, though it did not move the two women I talked to after the show as much as it did me, and Precious, the movie, is as realistic about her as it is about everything else. It reminded me of Juno, which refused to go all Hollywood about another pregnant teenager and the world she lived in. Precious is too realistic to go soft at the end, but at no point is it without hope. And Precious herself, magnificently acted by Gabori Sidibe, is smart and tough and not a rebel against society. She's more than eager to follow the rules and get good grades and find a place in society where she can support her children. She would like a boyfriend or husband, but doesn't obsess about luxuries like that. Her mother has not quite persuaded her that she is worthless, though she has almost persuaded her that she is unlovable, and even social worker Mariah Carey, who doesn't even seem to own a comb, doesn't seem to understand Precious's standing with her classmates at the alternative school, and simply points out that her baby loves her. Which raises my only hesitation about this movie. It almost suggests that the situation of a person like Precious can be improved by an illegitimate child, which may be true, but I think is a dangerous idea to promote. But I appreciate the movie's realistic attitude toward families and family love. Everything from writing to production values to the acting of every role is first rate, and I would hate to think anybody would pass by Precious based on the novel Push by Sapphire because of fear that it would be too depressing. It's too good a movie to miss for that. Jim Erickson, over and out.